Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Walter. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said.
I said thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Walter. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Okay. My name is Donald Neckery. I called earlier today and was speaking with a Monique trying to start a brand new claim, and toward the end of it, her computer went down, and I don't think it took any of it. She said I would need to call back.
Okay, so did you want me to transfer you to her?
Yes, yeah, that'd be great. Her name was Monique.
Okay, give me 1 second. And what's your name again?
My name's Donald Neckery.
Okay, if you can hold for me for 1 second, okay?
Sure. Okay, sir. So she's not responding as of right now. What I can do is I could see if I could complete it, if it's in my system. Sure, let's see if you can do it.
Okay, and what's that social?
And the social is 422-945-447.
Okay, so looks like it is up in my system also.
Is it in your system? I'm sorry.
Yes,
it is. I'm having a little trouble understanding with the transmission of the phones. So.
Okay, so that address was 1538 Chalk.
Yes, that's my address.
And the zip code is 35214?
Yes, yes, it is.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No. Well, no. Wait. Now, this was going to be a brand new claim. I never had a claim before today. I did move in May. I don't know if that's what you're asking.
Well, yeah, it's just asking if your address changed in the last year. Like, because, you know, sometimes when you change address, how your mail go to another address, you know, things of that nature.
Right. Well, yes, it did change last year.
Okay.
It changed to the 1538.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for UC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question is, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Purple and Gold Incorporation, Text to Go, YAC, I guess that's what that is, YAC, Zell Jewelry, or none of the above?
It's going to be the Purple and Gold.
What color is your 2006 Land Rover Range Rover Sport? Brown, cream, dark blue, dark green, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1228 Eddingstown Road, 2197 Highway 624, 5043 U.S. Highway 80 West, 84 Hyatt Road, or none of the above?
The 1228 Eddingstown.
Which one? 80 West?
The first one, the Eddingstown.
Okay. Okay. Looks like all this was done. All of this was done.
Wasn't sure whether she understood why I was terminated from my job.
You said you didn't know if she understood what?
I'm not sure if she understood why I was terminated.
Okay, and why were you terminated?
I thought at one point she was thinking that I possibly had broken their policy. My company, I was working in another company's office, and the company that in whose office I was working in, they created a new policy, which I informed my company that I could not comply with, and due to religious and just conscientious reasons, and so they let me go.
Okay, so yes, she did put violation of company policy, but pertaining to that, that is the only thing we have that's closest to the answer that you gave. We have misconduct, dishonest or criminal act, positive drug test, reference to submit a corporate drug test, falsifying records, tardiness, absent without notice to employer, insubordination, under influence, working under influence, and satisfactory work and violation of company policy. Those are the only options we have.
Okay, so what I'm basically trying to say, I didn't do anything wrong. I just could not comply further with the new policy. And so you just choose what you have to choose. You're not correct about that. You just have to choose what your choice is.
Yes.
Okay.
But she did, what she did do, she did put your reasoning in when she asked you, what was the final incident. We had to type that in. So she did type in that they had a new policy and you didn't want to apply to the new policy, that you couldn't apply to the new policy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. I just wanted to make sure that was clear. So.
Okay. And did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand that. Did you say that do I want 10% taken out?
Yes, for federal income tax.
Yes, I did. Yes, I would.
Okay, so did she give you a 4-digit PIN?
She did. She gave me 4760.
Correct. Okay, so that was the end of your
Okay, so we were done, and I've done it.
Okay, so wait, about this sick pay, the vacation pay, a holiday pay.
Okay, they forgot to put that on my last check, and I have contacted them, and they're going to place that into a check that I should receive on the 25th.
So is it, okay, we got vacation pay down. What about sick pay?
Well, it's one and the same with that company. They just call it pay time off.
Okay. Okay.
They didn't give us sick pay. We just called it PTO, pay time off.
All right. So yeah, that was the end of your claim. Did you get the number that you call for your weekly certifications?
She did not give me a number. Would that be the 205-458-2282?
No, it's going to be the 800-752-7389.
752-7389.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 800-752-7389. I have no understanding as to how that actually works.
Okay, so you call that number each week starting Sunday, since you filed your claim today. So starting Sunday, you will call that number. You have until before 5 o'clock p.m. You have to call before 5 o'clock p.m.
on Sunday.
You have Sunday through Friday.
Oh, so I can call any time next week?
Yes.
Okay. Sunday through Friday before 5. Okay. Okay. Is there anything I need to do before then?
No, sir. You can't use that that PIN before 24 hours because it'll disable it.
Okay. Where can I look or to read about any type of services that are available for me insofar as working with a new resume? I haven't done a resume since 1984. So I've always been in the networking situation. So I haven't had to put a resume together. So I'm wondering if there's any type of service available for me.
To do a resume?
Yeah, to assist me in doing irrelevant today.
Normally a lot of people go on Google and type in resume and look at images to see examples of resumes. I'm not really sure of any references show you how to do it.
Okay, so there's not any type of services that are available with the unemployment office?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, so I can look that up. Okay, is there anything else you think I should know from this point?
Okay. No Korean legal who is near them in a locator. Okay. Okay, so was that all that I could help you with?
I don't have any further questions.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a good day.
I appreciate your help.
No problem.
I appreciate your help. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.